I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
I'll just go one and one with you here, and you finish us off with some Whidbey Island 911. 911 was called by a 53-year-old woman in Tampa, Florida, the other night when she went to a place called Hamburger Mary's. Have you ever heard of Hamburger Mary's?
Where's this?
In Tampa. They have them across the country, though. They're all across the country. I mean, you know, there's probably
really
a couple dozen locations, all the big cities. No, not here, but West Hollywood, Chicago, okay. You know, all over the place. And a place called Hamburger Mary's. And she went there, the 53-year-old, for a friend's birthday back in 2015. Now, Hamburger Mary's is a chain of gay-themed burger restaurants that do nightly drag shows. They have their Dancing with Divas shows. It's kind of a, you know, shtick thing that they do where you can go and see burlesque or whatever. There's certain dining places that have that. So she did, you know, there's a drag show there that night. She doesn't know that, but they have it every night. But when she found out, she didn't want to be any part of it. So she turned her chair away from the stage. I'm not watching this. I didn't sign up for this. Well, that just draws more attention from the performers on stage, somebody that's too embarrassed to watch or something.
They're going to go to work on that person.
Well, they did. So one of the drag queens walked over, jammed Neldon's head between her breasts and started wiggling against her face and head, gave her the old Bronski treatment. She said she wound up with neck pain and has had issues with her spine and bad headaches ever since. So she's suing the Hamburger Mary's for $1.5 million in medical costs and physical pain. She was injured by a drag queen's breast.
I can't.
Yes.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
Yeah, well, that would be kind of a wild police report to have to fill out there. These are some kind of odd calls that come into the police. I don't know if they... Well, they do. They document this stuff. They document these 911 calls out on Whidbey Island so we can pass them along to you and... Let's see what's happening out on Whidbey. Thursday, January 25th, 2:56 p.m., 7th Avenue, a 911 caller says the neighbor has, quote, astronomical amount of dog feces in their backyard.
With the emphasis on ass.
Friday, January 26th, 5:16 p.m., Pioneer Way, 911 caller says there's a guy sitting in an SUV blocking traffic. Says he's doing a religious protest and is also out of gas.
I'm protesting God for letting me run out of gas.
Saturday, January 27th, 8:54 p.m., 8th Avenue. 911 caller says, weird people have been walking up and down our street for the last 25 minutes. Sunday, January 28th, 2:39 a.m., Pioneer Way. 911 caller says, her neighbor just tried to run her over and then pulled her hair. Monday, January 29th, 9:49 a.m., 6th Avenue. A 911 caller says, a rooster just showed up over here. And finally, Sunday, January 28th, 2:51 a.m., Elwha Street. 911 caller says, I'm seeing people come out of the bushes.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.